The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's P.J. Fleck. Minnesota visits Northwestern on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
I will go straight to questions, please.
Take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Andy Greeter, St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Coach, I know when we've talked about kind of the spirituality of your team, I know that you mentioned the John Celestin pick six is one of those special moments. Have there been other times this year where you've seen kind of the spirituality or soul of your team at critical junctures?
I think, you know, Peyton Jordahl, you know, I mean, not that everything has to do with life and death, but, you know, Peyton Jordahl lost his grandmother, and the way our team rallies behind people that are not having the best of time, they're going through really hard times. I think that's one thing we've really done a great job of, and I can see our team as a whole getting closer and closer together, that they're willing to share their life, they're willing to be open, they're willing to stand up in front of their team and talk about what's bothering them, what's going on, how they're feeling. You know, the hardest thing for men to do is to be able to at least talk about your feelings. And that's one, I think, one characteristic of an elite man is being able to at least talk and give it to somebody else instead of holding it in. So I think those are some of the things that we've kind of seen with our football team. Not only that, I just see such a growth in our team serving and giving other people, wanting to do more, wanting to lead their teammates or give more to their teammates and wanting them to give more to their community. And it's a special thing to watch.
Thanks, PJ.
You got it, Andy.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Randy Johnson, Minneapolis Star.
Yeah, hi, PJ. How instrumental was Pat Fitzgerald giving you advice as a young coach?
He's one of the greatest influences I've had in coaching. We've known each other for a very long time. You know, we've played against each other a lot. We've won some, lost some. You know, he's one of those guys that I think was, again, same thing, a young coach trailblazer for all the up-and-coming young coaches in the future. And, you know, whenever you look at programs and you look at how it was built, a really tough place to win, he's been able to do it the right way. He's been able to have cultural sustainability. He's been able to raise the expectation in Northwestern's football program and also take everything else that's connected to it to a completely different level. So he's really kind of showing me how to do it, you know, from afar. And then, you know, having lunch when I was an assistant at Northern Illinois, when I asked him if he'd be willing to have lunch with me, he did. And the way he was able to share with me. I mean, now being a head coach, I understand how busy head coaches are. But for him to be able to take an hour out of his time to have lunch with somebody he really never even knew, nor did he ever think probably would we cross paths again, or we'd compete against each other, or I'd be a head coach against him one day. You know, he was willing just to share all the things that he had learned. And, you know, the biggest advice I ever got from him is you don't manage people, you lead people, you manage machines. And so the leadership part of a head football coach is for everybody. It's not just about the X's and O's. It's not just about the wins and losses. It's about the entire experience has to be an elite level. And those are some of the things Pat Fitzgerald taught me, and he's very instrumental in my career.
Okay, thank you.
You got it.
Once again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it, sir.